Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at Fidelity.com/Trader Plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Miami Hurricanes will be back in action on Thursday at the Fiesta Bowl against Ole Miss. See, the rats are trying to get back on the ship. Do you guys notice this?
Which rats?
Show the rats.
You guys familiar with this Joey Galloway?
Oh, he's a Buckeye.
Oh, he has been an A1 card-carrying Kane hater this entire season. I mean, the poster boy to basically be like, they don't deserve to be an overall team. They don't deserve to be an overall team. And then all of a sudden, you know what I like to call this? I like to call this the Feinbaum. Because Feinbaum,
well, is it named after Paul Feinbaum?
They're not in the Final Four.
Well, he's sitting here, and he's like on Kirk Herbstreit's podcast, and he's asking Kirk Herbstreit, could you send a message to the Canes fan? And this was what he had to say.
If you could tell the Miami fans that, like, I don't hate them.
You could, do they think you hate them?
Oh, my gosh. You know how we have those discussions? You've been there before. When you have those discussions, and it's about the process of the committee and how they choose them, and it doesn't matter who the team is, it's about the process. Mm-hmm. If you could let them know that I don't hate them, and I was impressed with them. They're another team that has been fun to watch. Man, this playoff has been pretty amazing, and looking forward to that matchup, the Miami-Ole Miss matchup.
Okay. Well, here's the thing, though, dude.
Damage is done, my friend.
Too late. You poo-pooed them all year. You picked against them twice. And now you want to come and say they can win the whole thing? You duh! There's 4 teams left. Don't use Kirk Herbstreit with his adorable dog as some avenue to get back on the ship. Too late. That's exactly what Feinbaum did in 2017. When Feinbaum was sitting here and be like, oh, they're going to get killed. And then he's like, turnover chain. No, too late. You stand over there. You root for Ole Miss. You root for Indiana. Or you root for Oregon. But there's one team you can't get on the bandwagon for.
Out of curiosity, so you're a hater if you pick against a team? Now, I know hold on, before you get carried away. I know what you're saying, and I'm not – because he has been a little over the top,
right?
With how Notre Dame should get in and how he and blah, 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 blah. Even though I told you 100% what he was saying was not accurate about how they were going about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole nother story. But are you a hater if you pick against the Canes at any point, or are you a hater because of his consistent
It was over the year. I'm more upset about it. First of all, I expect him to pick. Of course, he's going to pick Ohio State. Duh.
Yes.
You know, you got to visit campus. But it was all year. It was the non-stop stuff all year. And then the thing is, like, I can't believe this is coming out of my mouth. Can you give me a bucket or something, JFA? I can't.
Yeah.
You gonna throw up?
Let's see.
I can't believe I'm gonna say this.
The one outside.
Please don't clip this.
I'm clipping it.
Oh,
it's gonna clip.
Mark it already.
But in a way, I respect Paul Pierce because that guy will hate the Heat till his grave. Any Heat pro topic that comes up, he's taking a dump on it. But that's him. He doesn't try. He won't try. And I like that.
You respect the fact.
He got skin in the game. He has skin in the game.
That's
how I feel about Pittsburgh.
He wouldn't sit here and be like, oh, I didn't talk bad about the Heat. No. He's like, yeah, I talk bad about the Heat. I'm better than Dwayne Wade, even though that's ridiculous. But at least he sticks to it. This guy is just like, oh, no. Heavens to Betsy, I was wrong. And you go to Herb Street?
Heaven to Betsy. Why that term?
I don't know. Totally
who the hell is Betsy?
I don't know. I think she died.
No.
I mean, they've been saying that since the turn of the century.
I'm just saying, like, heaven to Betsy. Long time ago. I hope she was an angel. Heaven to Betsy. What if she was a scarlet?
Now I got to look it up.
A charlatan.
No.
What if she was a charlatan?
I don't know.
A harlot.
She was this the worst?
Well, I can't say hell to Betsy. The hell to Betsy.
Hell with Betsy.
But
crazy.
You respect Paul Pierce's consistency of steady hating. He doesn't backtrack. Now you see Joey Galloway all of a sudden go from wide receiver to cornerback. You mm-hmm. don't respect it.
But he's sitting, will you tell them, please, Kirk, tell them. No. What is he? Why are you getting Kirk Herbstreit into this? All right, he's got to call the game. What do you got? Kirk Herbstreit's going to get on there, and he's going to be sitting there and be like, oh, by the way, Chris, Joey Galloway says he doesn't hate the Canes. And why is that, Chris? Is it because he's been taking a dump on them all season? I don't know. He just brought it up on my podcast. You know what you did? I don't want to hear it. The damage is done, dude. Enough. You go.
It is. Betsy's probably no longer with us.
I don't think she is.
This is from 1850 to 1914. Is basically the same as saying, for heaven's sake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. It's there's a song, Heavens to Betsy.
That's true.
That's out now.
Need to know more about this, Betsy.
Crazy, though, dude. I just, like, it's enough of him already. You lost? Don't try and, you look. If you whiff on a take, you gotta wear it. That's what it is. You don't get to wear it.
Can I use one of your phrases? Have the facts changed?
No, the facts have never changed. His facts were wrong.
They're in the Final Four.
His facts were wrong. He's sitting here and he goes, oh, they should have never been in. Never been in. Well, you can't say that. Actually, they could win the championship. No, they were always that talented. They had a couple of bad games. He doesn't get to come out here with four games left or with four teams left, two games left, and be like, yeah, they could win it. Oh, really? Oh, thanks, Joey. Thank you for the news.
Thank you, Joey, because now they just shifted all their energy from me to you, which is great. Even though I don't think you could ever call me a hater again because I was the only one telling you you were in and everybody was still hyperventilating.
Dade South says, you should have seen Joey Galloway's face at the playoff selection when the Canes got in. It was miserable. It was like somebody took a turd in his cornflakes.
Not as much as, what's her name, Heather Dinich.
Oh, dude. Yeah. She went heavens.
Heavens to Betsy.
Not the Golden Domers.
Which is crazy. Like you cannot, and I said this back then, you can't have two teams sitting right next to each other and one beat the other one and not put them above. You can't.
Farticus says he's been proven wrong, so he's trying to soften the blow of being a hater. Is he doing the pregame? Because he did the pregame for the Canes game.
He's gonna do both.
Is there gonna be a crowd there? Can somebody just say apology not accepted?
Do they fly from one?
Yeah,
place
he's
to
probably
they, do it one, the next day.
Well, one will probably be at the Fiesta Bowl, and then the other will be at the
one would think
Peach Bowl.
Well, they were at that. The what was up with the Rose Bowl? The Rose Bowl was a typhoon before in the early days. I've never seen
it rained all week.
I didn't know Pasadena got bad weather.
Tony lied. It does rain in Southern California.
You know what's crazy is that Fonz was telling me that where he lives, it rains a lot this time of year.
Oh.
But that's up north. Mm. But down south, I don't think I've ever been in Southern California when it rained.
It was crazy.
There a lot.
I mean, I lived there. Yeah, it did rain, but that was the worst.
But it's the other thing is you have to understand when it rains a lot in certain areas out west, they don't have drainage.
Yeah, they don't know what to do with it.
No, they don't.
So it just the water just kind of sits there.
And they don't know how to drive.
Especially when it rains in Vegas. Oh, my goodness. They damn near shut the city down.
They don't know how to drive in the rain.
Crazy, man. Anyway, apology not accepted, Joey, but nice try.
You know what? I look at it this way. Who cares what they think? The Canes are here, baby. You got to deal with it. Right? Regardless of how you choose to do it, all of these people that said they shouldn't be there. Like, now I don't even want to hear them. I don't want to hear them. I don't care. Like, you are not that important to me, right, or important enough to even get back, go into the back and forth with you because guess what? You're the one that got to eat the crow because they not only got in, but they, first of all, the fact that the SEC is not faring well in this.
Mm-mm.
With the 17 teams that you ranked before the season started, and then give them credit for beating ranked teams when they just playing each other.
Are we
there
just
should
saying?
Be a, there should be, there should actually be an algorithm to mark gives you less credit for playing a team every year and getting credit for beating them when you rank them all.
Nah, not that I want this to happen. But if Ole Miss wins the title, that would be an SEC team. So how would the SEC not be?
How do they feel about a team?
You know what I'm saying? Like
a team winning it all without a coach.
Right, but everybody's acting like the SEC. They're still in the Final Four.
No, they still are. But you
maybe
know,
it's
I'm
not
saying,
the maybe it's not the names that we're so used
Georgia,
to.
Georgia,
okay,
Alabama.
But that's just like the AFC playoffs. We're so used to seeing Mahomes and Jackson, and but sometimes it changes. Doesn't mean that the conference is bad. It just means you know.
I think the conference gets.
Do they get a lot of love? Yes. But I would say the same thing about the Big Ten. Because look what Miami did to the defending national champs of the team that was ranked number one all year.
Correct. Oh, yeah. Listen.
It's still weird to me that Oregon's in the Big Ten.
Right.
Yeah, I mean.
And so is USC. How does Oregon seem to always get to this point and we, oh, yeah, Oregon's in.
Mm.
Right? What schedule they have that they're always there?
Nike money.
Yeah, they do have that Nike. Take a break. More to come. Mike McDaniel. I don't get it. Back after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.